It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Having a great Saturday morning here. I hope you are, too. Just got off the line with Jan von Techner, the head of the Vivaldi project at Vivaldi.com, a revolutionary new browser. Tough market. A lot of browsers out there. I kind of, to be honest, as I mentioned to him, I kind of stumbled across Vivaldi by accident. Really, you know, and it's interesting because really kind of a, to me, a quite a parallel between Palm and the Opera browser. Great fan of both. I thought their both strengths were really high efficiency for the user. And as he mentioned, you know, it isn't necessarily high efficiency for the casual user, you know.
Well, it could be if they just learn how to use it.
Well, that's the key. And I think somebody who's a real casual user, you know, just isn't interested in doing that. And it isn't that it's complicated. It's just that you have a lot of capability. And if you don't want to take the time to review that capability or utilize that capability, then you don't have to. But just a lot of efficiency, a lot of you know, it was real clear that both with Palm in the old days and with the Opera developers, they just really did a great job of saying, okay, wait a minute, you know, what really produces an increase in productivity for somebody on the internet as they're browsing the internet? And they
That's
would
right.
implement those features. And it was really a lot of fun. And it was just such a, I really did kind of mourn a little bit, obviously, with, we talked about it for a while with Palm when they went away and HP bought them and basically just, I never understood why you'd spend $2 billion on a company and then just basically shut the doors and kill it. When Jan left Opera, he didn't end his interest in that project and simply changed gears and went off slightly. As he mentioned, you know, he could, by utilizing the Chrome code as a base, he didn't have to worry about violating any sorts of agreements he had with Opera. Able to move forward with what his ideals were and his users, and of which I am one. And it just looks like a very promising browser. You can download it at the pre-release, alpha release is what I would call it, of the Vivaldi browser. Very promising. You got to check it out just for grins. We want to thank John for joining us again, too.
Yeah, great interview, and you made a good point. Both the Palm operating system and Opera.
Yeah.
Both really efficient, good.
Yes.
Products,
yes,
you know, actually helped you get things done, and
yes,
very efficient. It was just awesome, and that's why they're no longer with us.
Well, you know what? No, and he mentioned it. And he didn't quite put it this way.
What's the deal with that?
Well, he mentioned why. He mentioned how and why that happens, and he talked about, and he was very
people are dumb.
Magnanimous about it.
People are stupid,
but it's kind of the dumbing down.
Yeah.
You know, let's make this so that, you know, the lowest common denominator. Well, the problem is that not everybody lives there. And so they lose. And it's just neat that a team like Vivaldi sprouts up, you know, with a visionary leader that continues to push forward for that sort of upper end thing. And again, I don't want to make it sound like it's hard to use. It isn't hard to use. You don't have to use all the advanced features. But what will happen if you do get a hold of it, You'll find yourself compelled to get into these things and what's happening here and why is this better and what can this do for me? And you'll find, wow, you know, how did I live without this? You know, this is kind of an obvious thing. Why didn't any other browsers do this before? So best of luck to those guys at Vivaldi. Check them out at Vivaldi.com.
Yeah, and you can also check them out. We've got a link. We'll keep the link up for the next week up at DaveMason.com as well to their site and to Jan's new adventure that he's going out and spreading the word with.
866-821-8255.
Was that the sentence I just said there?
Yeah, just semicolon at the end.
That would be the way to do it. I was putting things together there. I didn't know what
was happening. Yeah, that is a stream of unconsciousness.
Period. And now I'm done.
866-821-8255. You can join us here live for the next 45 minutes or so. We hope to hear from you. Facebook is being accused, and this is a good thing. I mean, I think what needs to happen on the internet with Facebook, with Google, with Microsoft, I mean, you know, Yahoo, any company that's providing internet services, and this is an interesting thing, particularly if they're free, because if they're free, I think the companies feel like they can get away with maybe not abuse, but kind of pushing the envelope a little bit. Maybe not being completely upfront with you in terms of how they utilize your data and how they protect your data. If you go into Facebook and set your settings to not be followed and or you delete your account, your data doesn't go away necessarily. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding this. The EU, and this is the only negative part of this thing, is I just think the last set of human beings that we want getting involved in this thing at any level is, you know, governmental type organizations like the EU, like the FCC. But they are. And I guess the good thing is that they're kind of making us conscious of it as a result. But I'm hoping that we can just as consumers, just as members or users of their various services and products, that we can kind of just provide the feedback. And sometimes the feedback is to stop using that product. And I know a lot of us feel really uncomfortable doing that because Gmail works so well, so reliable, and just has, you know, just kind of becomes a part of us as a habit. That maybe we don't want to stop doing that. Well, that you cannot stop, but just understand that the best way to provide feedback for these guys is to not get the FCC introducing their own kind of ad hoc regulations, but for us to say, hey, enough. If you continue to do this, I'm going to stop utilizing your service and encourage everybody I know that's using your service to stop. Have kind of a grassroots effort to do it. I think it's not easy. It's messy. It's not fast. It requires some thought and some commitment on our part to not utilize those services. And oftentimes we just feel so overwhelmed and so busy, we don't want to get involved in that sort of thing. Just keep using it. We'll be okay. That is your choice. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. There's an interesting thing as Facebook goes in terms of how it's dealt with in the European market. It's actually overseen by the Irish what is it called? I'll have to look it up and get the exact name right so I don't make an error there. But it's a governmental organization as part of the EU, but it's based in Ireland, and they oversee for the EU Facebook, Google, etc. A lot of controversy on how they're handling this. We'll get back into the details right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today.
Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.